Federal wildlife officials are calling the decades-long gray wolf recovery plan a success. On Friday, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service proposed removing the gray wolf from the list of threatened and endangered species. Recovery efforts began 30 years ago with the reintroduction of the animals into the northern Rockies. Since then, populations have recovered, and the agency says it's time to focus resources on something else.
The federal role for wolf recovery has been met, and it's now time for the states to really determine how to manage wolves within their boundaries.
That's U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesperson Chris Tollefson.
We need to be focusing our resources on species that are truly, facing the threat of extinction.
He says federal, state, and local agencies have helped in the animals' recovery. Under the proposal, state wildlife management agencies would take over responsibility for management and protection of gray wolves in states where they're found. Wolf sightings in Utah are disputed, but Tollefson says it's likely the animals will extend their range into the state and in Colorado and into the Dakotas.
We've got wolves that are continuing to expand. I think there are 51 wolves in Washington now, 47 in Oregon, wolf sightings in California. We expect wolves will be migrating into Utah and other states in the near future.
In the western Great Lakes and northern Rocky Mountains, the gray wolf has rebounded from the brink of extinction and exceeded population targets by as much as 300%.
Well, it's a huge step forward. We've been working on wolf conservation and recovery for 4 decades now. So to get to the point where we have a population that is self-sustaining and thriving and no longer, really requires the protection of the Endangered Species Act is a huge success.
A 90-day public comment period will follow today's announcement, and an official ruling on the matter is expected in 2014. The Fish and Wildlife Service says it plans to maintain protection and expand recovery efforts for the Mexican wolf. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.